Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fans are singing along with Bryson Stott's walk-up music. Lefty on lefty. The infield is in. And the pitch to Bryson. Fastball hit in the air. Deep to right field. Going back is Sanchez. He's going to just watch it go. A grand slam for Bryson Stott. He has lifted the roof off the building. And the Phillies have opened it up. They're on top 7-0.
Well, one of two grand slams in the history of the Phils in October. Stott! Let's hope he can crank it up again. He's a very important player for this October.
Pete the Hammer, who's the other one?
Come on, Rhea.
Come on. Yeah,
come on, Rhea.
I know, I'm just
having
a we're going to hear it today.
Let me actually tell you something about that moment. I want to actually tee people up on Red October with something someone said to me recently I thought was pretty interesting. So the answer, of course, is Shane Victorino, Game 2 versus the Brewers in 08. And a buddy of mine who does not live here said to me recently that he was thinking back to some of the classics of the Phillies in October, you know, and the Red October thing. And he took it back. Now, I want to be clear. I don't think he's 1,000% right, but I know the point he's making, and I think it's pretty good. He said he thought the Phillies, us as fans, that concept of, like, let's go to the nth degree to help the team and be freaking crazy in there. And we have had a major impact, and obviously it's the best winning percentage in a ballpark in October in history. He think it started 2 at-bats before the victory in a grand slam race.
Sabathia
versus Brett Myers.
Unbelievable. 9 pitch at-bat?
I think 11 or 12.
The walk.
Went every pitch, it got more insane.
It did.
It was wild.
And we, and I was there, so I can't say we, but by extension, even those that weren't there, like we, the Philadelphia fan, the 45,000.
None of us
so
had
that
voices
day.
After that.
Yeah, but we
but
were
moment,
making an impact.
Like I'm
we
with you.
We were rattling Sabathia.
Yeah.
And helping Myers. And don't get me wrong, Myers is the one standing up there with the stick. He's the one swinging foul ball. But there was an energy. And then to know that 2 batters later when Victorino hit that grand slam, I think there was like a light bulb, like, wow, we can really have this level of an impact. And I think it's maintained. Now, to be fair, because my buddy brought it up and I thought it was a fascinating concept. Let's not shortchange stuff that happened back in the day. Burt and Hooten 77's real. Obviously,
they lost that game.
Affecting the Braves. Yeah, they lost the game.
Well,
but
how
it was,
crazy
but it was
is that's the Davey Loeb that we have two
exactly.
separate references for
sure.
that game that are the opposites.
For sure. Yeah. But, you know, some stuff in 93 is real on a positive side. Like, you know, so I don't want to say it all started, you know, in that moment.
It's a good theory.
It's Red October. Like, we didn't talk about Red October in 93. We didn't talk about Red October in 80. Like, and, of course, the hunt for Red October was in the late 80s, and I think there's an effect there. The hunt for Red October, the movie, Red October, the Phillies thing, October, like, here we go. I thought it was interesting because I remember that at bat. I remember the effect. And, man, when it comes to October, our fans bring it, to say the least. By the way, you can bring it today at Stateside Live. Be there if you can. 10 to 6, Stateside Live. That's the spot to be at where Joe and Hugh are going to do their show. Spike, Ike, and Jack are going to do their show.
What time are you going to be there with your book?
Oh, yeah, you're going to come hang out? I'll be there 11 to 12. Fritz and I are doing a High Hopes Hour with Joe and Hugh.
Seltzer, I need a text, and here's what I need the text to say.
How many
people
are there?
There's a huge crowd, or there's not a huge crowd.
Got your back, buddy.
I'm serious about that.
I'll be your inside man.
But here's part of what will help get an even bigger crowd, because it's going to be a great day. It's a celebration of Phillies baseball today's. The whole station gets you ready for the playoffs, which begin tomorrow. Stateside Live, by the way, is what used to be Xfinity Live. And parking is available today for you to attend and hang with the guys during the show at the Xfinity Mobile Center. Enter through the Broad Street gate and then walk to Stateside Live. So you want to enter the Xfinity Mobile Center, enter through the Broad Street gate, and then walk to Stateside Live. Let me ask this question just because I'm trying to translate everything here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Including for myself. What is the Xfinity Mobile Center? Is that the Wells Fargo Center?
Yes. Yeah, okay. They rebranded.
I just want to make sure I got the right names.
I'll never get that right.
Dude, I get it. I get
it. You know,
it.
I'm trying to direct it. People where it. To go. I don't even know where it is myself.
It All is right. a little, yeah, because it's no longer Xfinity right. Live.
Well, two
it's
changes,
Xfinity
yeah.
Mobile and, right. and Stateside.
All right. Got it. 215-592-9494. Let me tell you something that's crazy. We touched briefly on this yesterday. CBS Sports came out with a list of the top 25 players for the baseball playoffs, and Bryce Harper's not on the list.
Wow.
Now, right? So I've been on the record, and I'll stand by it. I don't think he's as good as he used to be. I don't. But I know this. Holy mackerel, I wouldn't put him outside the top 25 for October.
I hope it was, as you said, stapled to his
yeah,
locker.
This guy is 3-for-3 in October when it comes to him not being the reason why they've lost. The two guys that it's never been their fault are Bryson Wheeler. Bryce has freaking delivered. And I'm not saying there's not great players on this list. There are great players. There are great players, some of whom, by the way, have now been eliminated because obviously four teams have already been eliminated. But to think that Bryce Harper, who has had a tremendous propensity to crank it up, to think that he's not a top 25 player amongst the playoff teams? Come on, man. You freaking kidding me? Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Also, we want to hear from you on the Time's Yours line today. Not only the regular phone line, but Time's Yours at 215-238-4500 because our phone lines do get very jammed often. So if you want to get in but can't, you're getting a busy signal. Give us on the Time's Yours line your most passionate, emotional, pumped-upness. I'm trying to duplicate or exceed Seltzer, and that's saying something. Tell us how you feel about this Red October and how excited you are. 215-238-4500. The most passionate, fired-up fans will make Time's Yours at 9:45 today. Let's go to Justin right now in Tennessee. Good morning, Justin.
What's happening, ladies and fellas? How y'all doing this good Friday morning?
It's been a while, Justin. How's it going, bud?
Well, I am now eastbound and down, probably about 8 hours away from Stateside Live.
Nice.
Making
wow.
my way up. Yeah, you dadgum right. Real quick before I get to business. Joe, you going to be there when I get there?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Should I be?
Again, it depends how many people are going to buy books there, you know?
Well, let me ask you this. Is Stateside Live going to let me sell them in there?
Another good question.
I mean, normally I got zoning issues and permits. I mean, I just walk in and do it. Hey, that's it. Because I'll tell you, if I could have no restrictions, I'd just saddle up in a freaking airport.
This is what I always tell people, Joe. It's easier to ask forgiveness than permission.
You could stand outside like a scalper.
And just the fact that the radio station's there tells me I'd probably be good to go.
You dadgum right. It's better to ask for forgiveness than it is permission a lot of times. Now, down to business. I was cruising up the interstate up here on 81, kind of half sleepy. I've been up since 4:30, hit the road at 5, been just hammered down, you know, like the hammer, and Owen's over here beside of me, conked out like kids do, sleeping. And some jackass calls, faking like he's wanting to talk about the Fields, and he's wanting to talk about the Broncos.
Yeah.
You're bringing 200? Guess what, big boy? I'm bringing two from East Tennessee. Two volunteers. And we're going to wipe the floor with your Rudy Pooh candy ass this Sunday. We're going to beat your ass from pillar to post, a bunch of dadgum San Diego Broncos. I'm so sick of y'all, it ain't going to be nothing but a bloodletting. Remember the last time the Broncos come to the link? It wasn't nothing.
Is that the Carson game, 2017?
That was the Carson game.
Yeah, he was great.
On the way to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And guess what's going to be red, boys? Guess what's going to be red,
what?
Boys and girls? Their ass when we beat it from
I love it. Well done, Justin.
Freaking awesome.
Nice job.
Wow.
Broncos ass.
Woo.
As is red. I like that answer
a lot.
I'm
going to see Justin on Sunday because his tailgate he's going to is right next to the one I go to.
That's great.
So it'll be fun.
Maybe the only answer better than the Broncos ass being red would have been the Dodgers ass being red. But anyway, I like it a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.